I'm Laura Winters. This Sunday, Texas not backing down after a standoff with the federal government over razor wire put up in the town of Eagle Pass to keep illegal aliens out. Republican Governor Greg Abbott refusing to remove the razor wire that is keeping people from coming into our country. Houthi rebels backed by Iran continue to strike ships in the Red Sea this Sunday. There have been at least 159 attacks by the Houthis on U.S. troops in the Middle East since October 17th. The United States and allies pulling funding from a UN group that reportedly participated in the October 7th Hamas terrorist attack in Israel. 1,200 Jewish people shot and killed there, more than 200 hostages taken, more than 100 remain held by Hamas in Gaza.
Bipartisan bill would be good for America and help fix our broken immigration system and allow speedy access for those who deserve to be here. And Congress needs to get it done.
President Biden campaigns in South Carolina ahead of the Democrat primary in that state, which is coming up on Saturday, February 3rd. He claims Bidenomics is working, but a Pew Research poll finds 72% of Americans worried about soaring food prices, others worried about the cost of a home. Wife Jill campaigning in Columbia, South Carolina as well. And the winner of today's football games head to the Super Bowl.
We find out who's taking part in the Super Bowl this weekend. On Sunday, first, the Kansas City Chiefs take on the Ravens in the AFC Championship. That one's in Baltimore. Kickoff set for 3 p.m. Eastern from M&T Bank Stadium. In the NFC Championship, the Detroit Lions traveling to the West Coast to take on the San Francisco 49ers. Kickoff there, 6:30 Eastern from Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara.
This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
A warning to Americans traveling to the Bahamas, as there have been 18 murders there so far this year. The U.S. Embassy in the Bahamas releasing a security warning and travel advisory in light of an uptick in gang violence. Now, earlier in the week, the State Department putting Jamaica on a travel advisory list due to an increase in violence there. Staggering sums of money. Former President Donald Trump ordered to pay E. Jean Carroll a whopping total of $83 million in damages for defaming her. The New York jury in federal court awarding $18 million in compensatory damages and $65 million in punitive damages. She originally asked for $10 million. The jury deliberated for 3 hours and came to a unanimous verdict. Now on Truth Social, Donald Trump writing, "Absolutely ridiculous!" Exclamation point. I fully disagree with both verdicts and will be appealing this whole Biden-directed witch hunt focused on me and the Republican Party. Our legal system is out of control and being used as a political weapon, he writes. They have taken away all First Amendment rights. This is not America! Exclamation point. The LA Times announcing a large wave of layoffs. The paper says it plans to cut roughly a quarter of its staff, or about 115 people, from the newsroom. These job cuts expected as the owners of California's largest daily paper say it's losing between $30 and $40 million a year. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.